Yeah. Yeah, everybody needs them.
Yep.
Those and teachers and cooks.
The aides, you know, they're just not getting them. They're just not getting them, and I don't know, it's tough. But I enjoy it, and it gives me something to occupy my time and get me out of the house.
Now, you worked at the district for many years, right?
Yeah. I retired from the district, and I have to watch hours because I'm IRMAF, and I have to watch how many. I can only work 599 hours, and last year I was starting to get close.
I'll bet you're getting close this year, even.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
But it's a fun job.
Get our meeting started. We'll stand and do the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for
which it stands,
one nation,
indivisible,
with
liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I'll have the clerk call the roll.
Wise.
Here.
Ballinger.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Srilik.
Here. I'll have the, I need a motion to approve the minutes of October the 4th and October the 7th, or the 12th, I mean.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion on the two meetings? If not, call the roll, please.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Srilik.
Yes. The clerk read the bills and payroll.
General Administration, $4,128.89. Economic Development, $261.89. Police, $6,782.15. Fire, $5,957.99. Street, $4,649.31. Park, $16,002.32. Emergency services, $97,877.49. Police and Fire Commission, $474. Liability insurance, $96. Garbage, $57.50. Cemetery, $9,153.92. Water operations, $13,493.59. Sewer operations, $1,600.79. EPA water project loan payment, $180,580.44. Special tax allocation TIF 1, $60,318.69. Warner Hospital and Health Services operating account, $603,619.60.
Thank you. Need a motion for the bills and payroll.
I move to approve the bills and payroll.
Second.
Got a second. Any discussion on the bills and payroll? If not, call the roll.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srilik?
Yes. Anybody on the internet, Steve, this evening? Okay. We'll give them an opportunity if anybody wants to address the council. Anybody in the audience? We'll wait a minute on this gentleman online. Whoever it is.
I don't hear anything, Roger.
Okay. We're going to move on down. I'll announce again the trick-or-treat is October the 31st from 5 to 8. The downtown area is going to be the 19th on Friday. I don't think we know the times. Do we know the times on that for the downtown? Do you know, Tim, offhand?
No,
I don't. I mean, usually it's right around...
Like 3 to 4:30, something like that.
Time zone.
That's for the 19th, Friday 29th. The 19th.
29th.
Okay, we'll move down to streets and public improvement.
Just got a couple things. This week is brush pickup. Just remind everybody that after the pickup in November, we discontinue pickup for 3 months, be December, January, and February. Of course, unless it was like last year, we had an ice storm or something, then we will pick it up. You know, you can still put out bags. We'll pick them up until that date. Also, yard waste, more than likely, will be open all winter long if you can take it out yourself. The Center Street project is going pretty good. Looks like, hopefully, we're talking with Steve today, that we're hoping it's possibly going to be wrapped up here in about 2 weeks.
Okay.
So, that's all I've got.
Okay, thank you. Public property?
I don't have a whole lot. They did get the flushing done last week. The weather was permitting, and they got that done. And now the lagoon is drying out, so whenever we can stay in that mode, they'll be in there taking out some of the lime. Also had a question from a gentleman just this week about the old water tower. They saw where we were looking at that money that was coming. We wanted to be able to be shovel ready. It's just like every other project we've ever done, and most people that have watched and saw that, if the state or the federal government has money, you have to have, and if it's out there and available, you have to have a project that is shovel ready, basically has been engineered, been ready to go. We're not planning on building a new water tower until we have some loans paid off. We've got some loans that we've already got out for the other water tower and some improvements to the water mains. But there is money out there, and we've got engineering company that has saw where there is some money that we could start some preliminary things, just like replacing the main coming up to the water tower, working on some things that if the money became available and we had the project already on file and ready, then we could go and apply for that money and grants and different things, and you get low interest money. The second part, and I want to explain that to him, I said we're not ready to do that yet, but he brought up, just like we've heard about the courthouse and other things, it's a landmark and people have gotten used to it. Well, it's outlived its usefulness. It has been recoded, it's been painted, it has been new screens, and you know, it just an old water tower. It's not got the capacity that we really need anymore, and it's just one of those things. But he was concerned that we would take away something that aesthetically people look at, it's lit up, it's got everything going, and well, what about lights? And I said, well, the one at the high school is not high enough that we don't have to have the lights on top. And yeah, maybe it would be nice to have some lights, you know, shining up on the emblem, but it shows up pretty well out in there because that whole area is lit up. But that's something we can look at. And I told the gentleman, I said, you know, when we get ready to really start considering it, the looks like a golf ball and a tee, that's kind of the standard anymore. But they make anything and everything a person could ever want in a water tower. I know the guys that built the last one here was going out to the East Coast and going to build a million-gallon water tower that was going to look like a lighthouse. It was going to be setting on the coast area, and that was the last one he was going to build. It actually had a rotating light, and it looked like a lighthouse. And, you know, I told him, I said, when we get ready to really start considering it, if I'm still around or whoever, maybe they could have a little committee, get him to come in. Let's talk to Chicago Bridge Iron, whoever's going to be doing this, and see if we could build something that would kind of be a focal point, you know, because it's going to be right up here close to town. And really, they can build them and make them to where it doesn't really cost you that much more to, you know, customize, because I've seen them all over, and they're built any way you want to. The graphics can be really elaborate. They can do a lot of things in doing it. So, you know, when it really comes to that time that we're really looking at it, you know, maybe we do need to look at something that would be a focal point again and something that people could, you know, relate to. And I don't think it would be out of line to look at that. So, you know, I want to be, you know, fair and equitable to whoever that's got a concern. And, you know, I said, you don't remember, but here a few years, it froze the whole area and the, you know, funeral parlor was really upset. We encased a car in ice. And I said, it's because electronics and things just wear out. And so, you know, we're going to try to figure out something that's going to make a better plan with more capacity, give us the future. You know, our plant can run, and if the town grew double in size, it can still produce the water. The capacity to have it stored and the capacity to keep the pressure up, that's a different story. And the more that we can have, the better our fire ratings are. It does a lot of different things. And I said, I understand. And he said, well, we tore the courthouse, we did this, and then now we want to get rid of a landmark in the tower. I said, you got to expand and improve. You can't just let everything stay. So I did explain it to him. I think he was in a better frame of mind when I got done. And I said, you know, when we get ready to really look at this, I would like to have your input. You know, I like putting people on areas and let them look and see what we can do. And so that was where that was. And it just something that I got, we got to think about in the future. But right now, I don't want people thinking we're just going to jump right in this and that water tower is going to be torn down and we're going to be doing that very, it's not. We got to pay off the other loan. We got to do this thing in progression. But we're just trying to be ready. If the money's available, you can't just let it. It was just like the project of doing the sidewalks going down by Lincoln School and trying to upgrade. If the money's available and we can get it, then you can't pass it up. An 80% grant or whatever is pretty darn good, and we can't pass that up when we got a chance to improve. So that's what we're doing, and I hope people didn't get the wrong idea that we're just gung-ho, we're going to tear it down, we're going to put something. No, we're a while away from that. And I just want him to understand that ahead of time, and hopefully that will give a better, because, man, he was pretty hot. And, you know, I understand. But this is what it really is and what we're doing. So I explained it the best I could, and now that we're putting it out here, I hope, you know, Seth and the radio and the newspaper can give a little better understanding of what we were talking about. And I didn't mean to just throw it out there that we're just going to knock down and go from there. So that wasn't my intent. So other than that, oh, and we've been working on GPS. We discussed that a little bit ago. We're trying to locate water mains, shutoff valves, have a better thing that we can go right on a map, know exactly. We went through years where we got shutoff valves in corners and stuff that no one even knew we had. And then by luck of the draw, we've had an older gentleman that told us, I don't know why you're going to have to shut down the water plant when you got a valve at every corner on that big main. And when we got to looking, yeah, it was like 2 foot under asphalt, but there were there 14-inch valves, and everybody just sitting there, you know, and things like that we come up with a lot because people kept it in their heads. They didn't put it on maps, and now with the GPS, but it takes a while. You got to knock out asphalt, make sure and visibly look and find them, then ping them and get them onto this disc. And the guys have been really busy with other things, and I'm sorry that it's taken so long, but there's a lot that goes into it, but we're going to try to do better. Just talked to Lloyd this morning. They're going to try to start working on them again until weather breaks, try to get as much as they can and find the main lines and the main shutoff valves and things first. Then we'll go back to getting just normal shutoff valves and the things that go to the house things. And we'll try to get the mains and the things that are really important first off the bat. And renting that equipment and keeping it up, you know, that's quite an expense. And I know we haven't got as much as they wanted to have done, but it's just we've had other things and just haven't been able to. So, but we are working on it, and they're going to work on it until the weather breaks. So, and other than that, I don't have anything else right now.
Okay. If I can go back real quick too, Roger. I'm sorry. Forgot something.
Yeah.
The leaf pickup. Mm-hmm. Without me, leaves falling right now. But we're looking at bringing in the part-timers on the 1st of November for that. But if the leaves start falling, we will have our guys out running the machine until they come in. So,
okay. Thank you, both of you. Health and safety?
I've only got one thing to do with the cemetery. This weekend, there was a little bit of damage from mowing out there. A lady put it on there. I was able to catch Johnny and Kenny both and showed them both. And we reached out to the company this morning, and they are taking care of anything that we found. Like everything else, help's hard to get, and he was very good to work with. You know, I just told him our expectations, and he Tim, I think you'll agree, he was very good to work with on it, and he's going to take care of anything that happened. So it's pretty well solved. That's all I had.
Okay. Council Finance, Tom?
I don't have anything tonight.
Okay, thank you. We'll move down to unfinished business. We got the contractual purchase agreements on two building lots, lot number four.
Yeah. Motion to approve resolution 2021-14, a resolution accepting offers for lots and outlots in Illini Edition of the City of Clinton.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Thrulich?
Yes. Next is the other contractual purchase agreement for building lot five.
That was for both of them.
Got them both?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I was going to ask you when I started that, but I didn't.
That's all right.
Okay. We're still going to keep the fire truck on file for now. What are we doing with the fire truck?
We're ready to move forward with it. Correct, Tom?
What, Tim? I'm sorry.
We're ready to move forward. I talked with Steve. We've got all the contract stuff ironed out. You good with all that, Steve?
I sent everybody copies of the issues I raised, and they've gone. David Dallas has negotiated the contract. He's gone back to the company. They solved certainly what was the major difficulty with the original contract. Which requires a payment of 100% up front, and this now has been amended to require payment of the entire amount at the time it is delivered and then after it's accepted by the city. So that's the main risk factor's been changed. Under this contract, you don't have to pay any money up front. The new price includes a performance bond that wasn't in the other one. You can argue that maybe a performance bond isn't needed when you're not advancing money. In other words, when you're paying at the end, what is the risk of you losing the money? And that's a valid point or a good point. There's still some things that a performance bond might cover. For example, say you went a year down the road and didn't have the fire truck built, the company went out of business, you had to go get the truck and the price increased $100,000. If you have a bond, there's a chance it'll cover that loss that you would have. Understanding I haven't seen the bond form, they haven't sent anything up to take a look at. But those are the kind of things that still, with a $500,000 purchase, perhaps the $2,000 you spend for a performance bond is still a valid thing to have, and I would suggest leaving it in there. Understanding it's less important when you don't have money at risk at the beginning. The other things, and you can go through the letter, and I think David pitched those to the company. I'm not sure he had much success with other items. One thing that I still consider to be a major thing is the down at the end of this contract, it talks about the governing law being governed. This contract will be governed by the laws of the state of Louisiana. And my thought on that is we're an Illinois municipality. We're not a home rule municipality. We're only authorized to conduct business under Illinois law. And so if you, I would consider that to be something we have to have. And so if you were to approve this contract as is today, I would change that to where it says the laws of the state of Illinois. Just mark it out, send it back to them, and say, hey, that's what we got to have. And advice if you're comfortable with the other issues, like the 10-day inspection time. David thinks, and I think Danny thinks, that that's enough time to go over the fire truck to make sure it doesn't have any defect. I had raised an issue of maybe we should have the delivery up here in Clinton, Illinois. David indicated that he'd prefer to go get it in Louisiana, take it, drive it up to see, shake it down, see if there's any issues that pop up. And so you've got that. The main source, the main issue I had in the first draft has been solved with the idea of shifting where you don't pay money until it's all done. Laws of the interpretation, how the contract would be interpreted to be Illinois instead of Louisiana, good. And I think required. And otherwise, the things are how you feel about it. I think it's adequately covered. I think you're ready to go.
So you're saying that we could move forward with the stipulation that if they do not go for the Illinois law, we don't go for it. And I would agree to leave that there.
And I don't think that would kill the deal.
Not very few many. Many changes were made in the original contract.
Not very many changes were made from the original contract. The only change they made from the original contract is that they made it payable 100% on delivery and acceptance instead of payable 100% at the beginning where you had your money at risk for a whole year. And they did add in a cost of a performance bond, although we haven't seen them. They have agreed to provide them on their standard performance form, which I haven't seen.
So do you feel comfortable moving ahead with it then, or do you think we need to hold up till we get all settled?
I think that, from my perspective, I'd like to have all the things we've asked for. Danny and David they know fire trucks better than I do, and they say that some of these things that I've raised as a concern or a risk that they're comfortable. Certainly, I would have. I'm glad to see the money being paid at the end instead of now, and that solves the biggest risk. Personally, I'd like to see that bond to make sure it's okay before I sign off on it. But I'm also one that says, hey, the need for the bond is less since we're not putting money out ahead of time.
Could we do it this way, Steve, and just approve? But it's not approved unless those two conditions are met?
Sure. I think you could. You could approve it subject to the change of the governing law to Illinois and contingent upon approval by us of their performance bond.
Okay.
You there, Tom?
Yeah, that's fine with me.
What? I got a question.
Financing, of course, we can't lock in. Until we pay for it, they won't guarantee the financing, the rate at this early stage.
What's a truck going to cost, Tom?
Well, what is it, about $565,000, wasn't that? Yes. I don't have it in front of me.
Yes.
$565,82.
Yeah, because there was an 18% interest on it. So
that 18%, Roger, is that's the penalty rate if we don't pay them when we say we're going to. That's not the bank rate.
We got to pay the 18% for minus what we don't put down?
No, the 18% we pay if we don't pay them within 10 days after they've
after delivery?
Yeah.
Okay.
We pay them, we're supposed to pay them when we pick up the truck and after 10 days that pass to look at it. And if we don't pay them within, after that 10 days, 18% interest would be set.
And Tom, we're fine if the interest rate does go up?
The interest rate, yeah, now that's a different thing. The money you borrowed, the $565,000, you know what the rate is today and what the bank is saying, hey, this is going to take 240 days to build.
Right. But I mean, but the question to Tom.
I don't think any increase would be in a material amount if the interest rates increased the way the economy is, but they're looking at rates less than 3%.
The, on the new business, the one on file, it says 546,938.
That was their bid, but.
That was their original bid.
The contract's 565.
Well, then there's that.
The performance bond was.
Performance bond is in there, and then that 16,000, was it, Steve?
It was probably, yeah, about 16,000.
Because that, you're not paying anything down up front?
Okay.
If you pay it all down up front, that 16 would come off. Or if you'd pay five or half of it, half of that would come off.
We'd be looking at that on the other bids also. Right. If we had to, they would have the same thing. We'd be putting that on top of what they bid too, right?
Yes.
To make it apples to apples. And okay. That's what I'm wondering.
And we've just found out that the second place company, KME, has shut down all their factories and shifted it over to the company. It's a big group of people that build these. They've shifted the production over to those others.
Okay.
They are actually closing factories now. So that has happened in the last 2 months.
Okay.
What do you want to do, guys?
I would request we vote on it with the two contingencies.
Yep.
Going to make a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Well, let me read it first. Motion to approve the contract and purchase of a fire truck for the fire department from Ferrara Fire Apparatus, Inc. in the amount of $565,082, contingent on the governing law change to Illinois and receiving the performance bond.
That sound right, Steve?
It does.
I would make that motion.
I'll second it.
Any other discussion on the fire truck contract?
And I would like that those changes to be approved through Steve Myers, city attorney.
Call the roll.
Okay. Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Strelick?
No. We're going to go down to the next one on file is the IMLRMA, the Minimum Maximum Contribution Agreement for $221,454.42. You have a motion for that?
No, that's on file.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay, we're going into closed session again.
Motion to hold a closed session for approval of closed session minutes and employment of employee.
I'd make that motion.
I'll second it.
Call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Strelick?
Yes.
Sir? Y'all getting pizza tonight?
No.
Already had it.
Yeah, but don't you still... Steve, do you still do that two-hour thing?
We can do the two-hour thing. Yeah. We even decided we're going to do a pizza here sometime.
Just cuz?
Because I haven't had one yet.
Well, you let me know when.
Yeah, you going to stick around and have anchovies with me?
No.
Oh, come on, man. Don't be such a wimp.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah.
Tim.
they got some, yeah, they'll go out there and blah, blah, blah.
Okay, motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Call the roll.
Wise.
Yes.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Srilek.
Yes. Meeting adjourned.
All right, see you guys
in a week.
Good night, everyone.